Good evening, this is The Rock Show. I am Crown Jewels, we are on the road, and I have huge pleasure in introducing Ryan from Nickelback. Hey.
How are you? I like the name Crown Jewels.
Thank you. It's special.
Nice touch, I like that.
I'm great, thanks. Are you?
I'm very good, thanks.
Well, thank you for talking to us. Let's just start with where you are. We're in Sheffield right now. You've been touring the UK for, I guess you've done a good few dates here.
Yeah.
A friend of mine saw you in Manchester, said it was an awesome show.
Great, that was our that was the first one over here, I think.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, we're trying to knock some rust off there from, but I'm glad they enjoyed it.
So how do you guys write as a band then? What's the process? Is it like somebody comes up with a riff and then you put lyrics to it?
Pretty much. I mean, it's a riff and then typically that's the case with a riff, and then we'll try to get some sort of a rhythm out of it and throw some drums down on it just to kind of get the bones. And then going over Chad will come, and he's got a pretty good idea of where the content of the song.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's an absolute rewrite and rewrite and rewrite.
Like, really?
I think Burnt to the Ground on the new one got rewritten. I can't even tell you how many times. It was an embarrassing amount of times. We were like, no, this is where we're going with this. No, this isn't working. And because we really liked the riff, but we weren't getting the feel of the lyrics. So it really is just, I mean, it really is kind of who knows what. You know, somebody will come up with a bridge and bring the bridge and that works.
It's a gut feel, isn't it? When you
it
get
really
to that
is.
Point, yeah.
It is, but the good thing is it's usually the same gut feel for everybody.
Obviously, you've written a lot. You've been in the studio. You're now out on the road. Which part of that process do you prefer? Do you like each part in equal measure, or does one of them...
That's a good question. I don't know how to explain this best, because it's like it's a push and pull on both, and it's just like there's a bit of devil in both of them, right? And there's a bit of a good side in both, because the studio's great because you're creating, getting something fresh, and then it just sometimes it's just like, oh my god, let me out of jail here, because you feel like you're in jail and you will literally go crazy.
Yeah,
and then you're like, gotta get out, we gotta get on the road. And once you get on the road, you start playing, and you're just like, oh my god, if I could just lay on my couch for like a week, that would be awesome. You know, it's like, you're never happy. You're never truly happy. If you're truly happy, you'd probably make some pretty boring stuff. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You've achieved so much. The band is huge pretty much all over the world, or at least you're getting, to that status. At what point do you think you've made it? I mean, do you feel you're there yet? Do you think that, has it been like a defining moment in your career so far where you've gone, oh my God, right? We're huge now, or...
No. Well, Mutt Lange took our phone call. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, right.
We're like,
yeah.
Yes, we made it. No. No. I don't know if we'll ever honestly ever feel like we'll get to that point, because I mean, I think we've definitely hit a few levels that in as an artist in this career you want to hit.
Yeah.
So that's great.
What do you like to listen to? Who do you like to listen to right now when you're chilling out, when you get some time?
I'm all over the map. This morning, I remember this morning I was just going through. I've got a limited library on my iPod these days. I dumped my library for various reasons, and I put some new stuff on, and it's really small. And I'm like, oh, Megadeth. I went through and I listened to some old Megadeth, So Far, So Good, So What, and I listened to the whole album. It's like, that was a fantastic album. new stuff. I really like the Kings of Leon album, the last one.
Oh, me too.
It's fantastic.
Love that.
I mean, it's hard to find somebody that doesn't like that album. So good for them. It's really good to see that they've seemed to get the credit here first before they did it in North America.
Yeah. My show, Kenneth and Ryan, is about new bands, local bands, giving them a voice, you know, giving them some outlet for their music. So what would you say to them, kind of, you know, obviously looking up to a band like the success that you've achieved, what's your advice?
I would say choose your advice carefully. Seriously.
Really?
Absolutely. I mean, some people will say, this is how you do it. This is how you break it. Okay, you got to do this. And that's just not the case. That is just not the case, because we got turned down I don't know how many times on the way up.
Really? You
know, on the way up. Oh yeah,
really?
with the same stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, like just for example, we had the state we produced on our own. We paid for it on our own, and then we shopped it around, and we got turned down by a bunch of labels. And I then Roadrunner was just crazy over it.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay. I mean, we could have given up a long time ago, or at least get, okay, let's just go on to the next one, and maybe the next one will get us. So, I mean, everybody's opinion is just that. So go with your gut.
That's good advice.
Go with your gut and choose the advice that you get wisely. Kind of sift through it and make sure, you know, what feels right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it is a better chance of working than just listening, just blindly
following.
Going with what people say, because... There's a lot of brick walls to hit out there.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of ropey characters you meet along the way.
Oh, absolutely. Well. And I'm really glad we met a lot of them in the early stages. We met most of them. We can give you a list if you want.
So. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, maybe when we switch the mic off. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great show.
Thank you.